This is the message delivered on June 12, 2022 by Pastor Kokken Yoon. The message title is God Who Has Been Making It Grow. The scripture passage is from the 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6. Good morning everyone. Let us look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. Today is a happy baptismal day. A baptismal ceremony will be held in the second worship service. I think it's a really happy day. Let us share this joy together. I have one painting that I remember when I think of the baptismal ceremony. 20 years ago, I saw it that appeared in a high school art textbook, but the title was the one which was very impressive. It is this painting that is shown on the screen. To be honest, I did not remember in detail what kind of painting it was. I remembered the painter, but I could not understand what kind of thought the painting had and what it meant. I researched it much later, and the painter of this painting was Paul Gauguin. He attended a Catholic seminary as a teenager, and it is said that he was the most desperate in his later life when this was painted. The reason I remembered this painting, although I did not know this story, was because the title being very impressive. The title of this picture is, Where Are We From? Who Are We? Where Are We Going? I was in the middle of a sensational period of adolescence, and this title spoke to me. Where are you from? Who are you? What kind of person are you going to be? It seemed the painting was asking me like that, and I could not have a clear answer to that question. Who was I? Who am I? How will I walk from now on? When I thought about it, I remember I had a vague anxiety. My answer to this question was found in God's Word. Who was I? I was a sinner. Who am I? I am forgiven and made a child of God. How will I go from now on? I will walk while trusting in God. This was the answer the Bible gave me. However, I tend to forget this answer. That is why in my daily life, I'm worried, I get angry, I complain, I struggle, and I weep. For me, the baptismal ceremony is a time of joy, and at the same time, it is the time to convince myself with this answer. For the question, where are we from? Who are we? Where are we going? We once again confirm the answer that we have been made children of God and turned into those who walk with God. What thought do you have at the baptismal ceremony where you confess the cross of Jesus as your own? Let us think together about being a child of God from the word of 1 Corinthians today. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 again, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. Here, I refers to the Apostle Paul. It is believed that Apollos had a close relationship with the Apostle Paul and was the leader of the Corinthian church, Paul was sending this letter to the Corinthian church, where he likens himself, Apollo, and God to a farmer. What is the most important thing in growing crops? Seedlings will not grow unless seeds are sown. You cannot grow what was planted without pouring water on the seedlings. Planting seeds and pouring water are all done to grow crops. In other words, the most important thing in raising crops is to make them grow. It is said that God is responsible for that growth. In other words, it can be said that this word emphasizes that the work of God is more important than the work of man. You should focus on God, not people. Paul, the apostle, who made 3 missionary trips, preached the gospel in various places, and built churches. The Corinthian church was built during his 2nd missionary trip. At that time, Paul spent a long time of a year and a half with the people of the Corinthian church. It can be said that the church in Corinth learned the word of God from Apostle Paul from the time it was raised. The Apostle Paul emphasizes to such a church to look up to God. When you read 1 Corinthians, you can see expressions that emphasize to look up to God and to teach God, not people. It was God who made them grow. The reason why he emphasized this was the current situation of the Corinthian church, which we can look at that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. He says, "Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is a jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, 'I follow Paul,' and another, 'I follow Apollo,' are you not mere human beings?" What kind of church was the Corinthian church? Paul here referred it as the children, like a childlike church in Christ, the fleshly man. The Corinthians at that time were more concerned about who had the better gifts and who was in a higher position than seeking the will of God and serving with love in the church. As a result, they showed off their gifts, despised the brothers and sisters, and created conflict within the church. There was no peace as God's family, and there was always conflict and confusion. There was also a division within the church. Are you with Paul? Are you with Apollo? Due to this difference in thinking, it was difficult to worship together even though they were in the same church. It is said that the city of Corinth was very prosperous and affluent. It was a port town where all cultures and supplies gathered as a relay point for travel. And all immorality was widespread. Idolatry was also popular, and idols had a strong power. It would have been a great deal of trouble to build a church in such a place and continue the Christian life there. There must have been many who hindered the ministry and rejected the gospel. Nevertheless, in order to convey the word, The church must have been required to be one heart above all else. But the Corinthian church could not. Why is the church built in the land of Corinth? They forgot why they were gathering in the name of God. The church in Corinth had become a flesh man, no different from a man who does not know God. That is why Paul speaks over and over again that they should be a person who looks up to God, not just a mere person. Remember that it was God who made you grow. Know what it means to be a child of God. Infants learn important things to live while growing up. He gains the skills and strength to walk firmly while falling over and over. He utters many times and learns words. He learns the knowledge of living with others while being scolded many times. An important thing that a child in Christ must learn is to know that it is God who makes him grow. What is the reason for having a church? What is the reason for offering worship? What is the service of the church for? What is the purpose of learning the Bible? What is the work of the church for? What is the business of the church for? What is the reason for making an offering? Why do we sing praises? For what do we get together in church? It is because we believe in God. God has mercy on us who were sinners. He sent the only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus shed blood on the cross to atone for my sins. That's why I became a child of God. I have become able to walk the course of my life with God. It is precisely because we believe in this fact that we gather in the church, worship, pray, praise, serve, and work in the church. We are those who We are those who want to walk with God. We are children of God. Let us look up to God. Let us get together in the church for God. Remember that it was God who makes us grow. Let us walk as children of God who glorify God. Let us look at verses 5 through 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. What, after all, is Apollo? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollo watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. A person is said to be just a minister to accomplish the work of God. Even Paul, who is said to have made great achievements in the history of Christianity, is only a minister and a worker for the work of God. Three verbs appear in verse 6 of chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. To plant, to pour, and to grow. The first two verbs, to plant and to pour, are used in the past tense. But the verb to grow is used in a grammar that describes what happened at some point in the past and continues to do so. The act of planting by Paul and the act of pouring water by Apollo were done in the past and ended. However, God, who makes it grow, will continue to guide, protect, and nurture. The problem of the Corinthian church was caused by seeing the work of people. Who is great and who works great? They were focusing on that. First letter to the Corinthians is said to have been sent about 5 years after Paul left the Corinthian church. Many leaders would have been set up during that time. After some time, they started to see people, and they began to place more importance on their work than on God. God is a person who accomplishes his work by using human hands. This fact is a great comfort to those who seek the will of God. There is a limit to human power. No matter how hard he tries and does everything he can, he may not always get the results he wants. However, if God takes care of it, and if God continues to make it grow, we do not need to be worried about anything. As long as we can fulfill the mission given to us, God will bear the results. This is what we can find in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 9 through 15. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 9 through 15. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. That is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Whatever is, has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. We sometimes get disappointed with God. That is when something that should not have happened, or when what should have happened didn't. We may say it another word, when evil is not judged and justice is not done. It is when we feel like asking God, in short, what is going on, God? Our church has a general assembly meeting every March. The materials are prepared for the meeting, which include staff reports and reports on various works and activities of the church in the past 1 year. Many of you may be reading it every year. There was a general assembly meeting in March of this year as well, and the meeting materials were prepared. I'm always in charge of staff reports, the teens worship planning and service department, and the reports on the baptismal preparation class with teens children. However, it was not possible to include the report on the baptismal preparation class for the teens in the report for the 2020. This is because there was no teens who was baptized in 2021, and therefore the baptismal preparation class was not held. This fact made my heart very heavy. I feel sorry for God. I lamented my immaturity over and over again. When I was praying, I sometimes cried, pitying myself. I know it in my head. It cannot be helped by my own power. I came up with a lot of words that convinced me. It cannot be helped. Still, when I thought about it, I could not stop my heart from sinking. I regret that I could have done more. Eventually, I ask God, why? I have always had that feeling somewhere in my heart. A booklet of personal testimonies was issued last week. It was distributed to each one of your homes. I also had time to read it through. Tears flowed from my eyes. There, it was testified that God treats each person specifically. And it was testified that many people were involved and used by God to save one person. There was a person who led him or her to the church. There was a companion who offered worship together with him or her. There were those who remembered him or her in their prayers. There was a person who studied the Bible with him or her. Above all, the whole church was used to lead him or her to salvation. It was testified that seeds were sown, water was poured, and God made him or her grow. Somehow, I thought I had to sow the seeds, I had to pour water, and I had to make it grow. I forgot to ask God and focused only on my work, and I was disappointed. Instead of seeking the work of God, I was seeking the result of my work. I was not looking for God's time. I was looking for my own time. Everything that God does is beautiful in its time. However, one cannot discern the work of God. That is why we often stumble. But at the same time, this fact transforms us to the one that trusts in God. When you believe that God will carry you, you can entrust everything to God. This is because God holds the human hand to sow the seeds and holds the human hands to pour water on the seedlings. And God grows the seedlings. So let us look up to God. Instead of looking at people or their work, let us look only at God, who gives us good things, gifts, and work. Let us depend on God more. I planted and Apollo poured water. However, it is God who has making it grow. We want to remember this word. Let us walk with this word. Let us look up to God and walk while depending on God. Let us pray.